Tuvan Lullaby. Because he can no longer sleep, Roy spends nights seated against the fridge, which is the least of all the strangeness that has bubbled up like swamp gas since he lost his lover. He sees a spider with cinnamon stick legs. Two city workers shove the sun down a manhole, and other such delusions. Besides rest, Roy just wants to walk a bridge that doesn't turn to dragon. He doesn't mind the Tuvans, though, three men in silk who huddle close and sing from their throats. It is a comfort to have them near when a radish becomes his lover's eye and blinks. At the laundromat, Roy's Tuvans rescue him from a mariachi serenade, blare tone over tone under tone, until the mariachis stagger out, stunned. And although it's unlike a delusion to cook a stew and wash the pots, that's what his Tuvans do back at what has become Roy's apartment, his alone, a sight stranger than the rest. At night, the Tuvans lay Roy down, sit on his bed, and sing of horses, or meltwater, or sun. Roy doesn't know the words, or how to sleep, but the song is a hard bridge, and his steps steady.